We spent the last 2 days trying to analyze the Chiddush Gadol of Tosfos and Hasugya called Eino Nesa. Eino Necha Yochel Esa, Bokshas Atzvi Yochel Echusham. The Kitzur, we spoke a lot about the different rayas that Tosfos brought for this Yesod. We pointed out yesterday Shia that the real source of Tosfos, the whole sheet that really comes from Kuvchet Amadeis, from that one cryptic line in the Gemara about Tipus Cholos, Mevla Bola, Mevla Bola, etc. We also highlighted yesterday Shir how the Ran is the Baplukta of Tosfos. The Ran takes every single Nakud of Tosfos to task, and the Ran disagrees with Tosfos' entire formulation of the Sugya. And we ended up really pointing out that there are two fundamentally different issues that are converging together in our Sugya. There's question number one in terms of Adavra Balua, whether Adavra Balua can go from one Chaticha to another Chaticha. That was Shara number one. That was almost a Metzias, quasi-Metzias kind of a question. And then number two is, does Chaticha Nasas Tevela really truly mean it? Does it mean it to the extent that Chaticha number one becomes Mamash Adavra Shal Isser, L'chol Dini HaTorah, daily in volume, daily in distance? What do we say? No, that somehow Hocus Pocus is a difference, that for some deep, dark secret, there's a difference in terms of Chaticha Nasas Tevela vis-a-vis volume in contrast to distance. We just summed up those missed the last 2 days. This year, we just summed it up pretty much. If you missed Shia, you better listen to Shia online the last 2 days, because everything we're going to talk about is building on that. So you have about 30 seconds to pass everything we spoke about in the last 2 days. Okay, good. Back to that story, by say. But as we threw our hands up at the end of the Shia yesterday, with the precise, exact phrase that we threw our hands up with at the end of Shia on Sunday. What was the conclusion that we had both on Sunday Shia and Monday Shia? That Taisa Shita is what? What was the word?
Incomprehensible.
Long word. Incomprehensible. Why is Tosfos Chiddush incomprehensible? Because make up your mind, what do you think Chaticha Nas Nevela means? If you really truly believe in Chaticha Nas Nevela, so then this is a Nevela, this is a Trefa, this is a Shtik Isser. If it's a Chefta Fan Isser, and that's the reason why you need Shishim Kedega the whole Chaticha, so then why in the world can't that Chaticha take on a life of its own and start to spread above and beyond, way, way past the threshold where the original Dover Asur was able to spread? How could Tosfos walk that tightrope? So that's where we left off with both Sunday and Monday, which we're going to start with right now. So comes the Trumas HaDeshen, as quoted in the Shach, and attempts to give an answer to Shittas HaTosfos, Olam D'Shabir to Shittas HaTosfos. Trumas HaDeshen, who don't know what Trumas HaDeshen was? He lived at the end of the period of the Rishon. He was borderline end Rishon, late Rishon, early Acharon. So Rav in Germany, he had phenomenal shuvas. Why did he write such great shuvas? Because he made them up. It means they didn't happen. The shalos didn't happen. But he had shtickle Torahs to say. So he made shalos like we do in our shul, shalos of the week. So usually it's a real shalos of the week. Sometimes if I can't think of anything, I follow the shuvas and so I just make up a shalos. but don't tell the guys that. But he, most of his shilohs were just, he had these phenomenal shtickle Torahs to say, so he may believe that it was a shiloh. So the Sefer Trumas HaDeshen, he finally gets to the heart and soul of the matter to try to explain to you this phenomenon of Shittas HaTosfos. And he starts off with a mashal. And it's not such a far-fetched mashal, because let's go back to the ABCs of Chaticha Nas Nevela. Especially in the world of Rabbeinu Ephraim. We forgot Rabbeinu Ephraim. Now Labor Day's over, Rabbeinu Ephraim came back, right? So Rabbeinu Ephraim's worldview of Chaticha Nas Nevela was predicated on a very, very simple, correct assumption. What was that? What is the engine that's driving Chaticha Nas Nevela according to Rabbeinu Ephraim, ultimately? What's ultimately driving Chaticha Nas Nevela according to Rabbeinu Ephraim? The fact that the two Dvarim Mutarim. That's the bottom line. A is Mutar and B is Mutar. A, B is Asur. So the answer is, once A and B collide together, that is Chaticha Nas Nevela. That's exactly what Chaticha Nas Nevela is all about. And therefore, Rabbeinu Ephraim couldn't even fathom speaking about Chaticha Nas Nevela out of the realm of Dvar HaMutarim. And it could be, at least according to the Ran's version, even Rabbeinu Tam conceded fundamentally to that Yesod. He just tacked on and just said, the Rabbana for good luck. But the basic underlying principle of Chaticha Nas Nevela is based on the idea of Zemut Tebifrei Asur, Zemut Tebifrei Asur. Now, Basa Mecholav is unique in that respect, in terms of Mechol Tassuros, but it's not absolutely and totally unique. The model of Zepet Fenehatsmai Mutter, Zepet Fenehatsmai Mutter, and a combination of the two, is not something which is only Basa Mecholav territory. And the Gemara itself already tells us this, and the Zerbech HaPsachim, the Gemara alludes to this, that there's another area of halacha. We have a very, very similar model. What area of halacha do you have a very, very similar model? Kilayim. Now, kilayim is a tricky one because give me an example of kilayim. Zem mutter b'fnei atzma v'zem mutter b'fnei atzma. They combine together, they become osur. Who's going to give me an example? Before Shana. That's a good example. Kiliyat Karim is only a good, the only good example because Kiliyat Rum, in fact, is mutter. It means you have to, you're not allowed to plant two seeds together, but if you do, the result is going to be mutter anyway. The only time the result becomes osur is by Kiliyat Karim. There's a cause of the Sizuch, Hakam, Hakilayim, Pentiktash, and Leah Zeret, so I take some wheat, it has to be wheat, barley, and grapes for technical reasons. So I take wheat, I take barley. Wheat is mutter b'fnei atzma. Barley is mutter b'fnei atzma. Grapes are mutter b'fnei atzma. I plant it all together in hocus pocus. The plant that grows is an issa gama min ha-toira, issa b'yechiva, osa b'anoicha, malchus, yechton sreifa. It's a disaster. That's good. It's a gevaldike chedesh ha-toira. But that's very, very similar to b'osa b'cholof. So the Gemara actually makes this equation in Maseches Pesachim, that there's a certain similarity between the issa b'osa b'cholof and kilai karim in that respect. But that's not even what we want to talk about right now. There's another subcategory of kilayim that's also very similar. It's not machos asuros, but it's a similar kind of a model. What is that? Shatnez. You allowed to wear a wool suit? Yes. You allowed to wear a linen shirt? Yeah. Are you allowed to sew a piece of linen into the wool and wear it together? No, that's also b'deraisa. Zem mutter b'fnei hatzmai, v'zem mutter b'fnei hatzmai. You combine them together, they become also. So comes to Mitzadesh and says, let's look at the world of Shatnez for a second, okay? So, hopefully I'm not looking at Shatnez. Shatnez free garment, Baruch Hashem, okay. T-neck Shatnez lab, okay. Good. But let's say, look at Tzu, there would have been Shatnez in this garment. Let's say just from out, let's play it out, imagination. Let's say there would have been Shatnez over here, okay? So I have some wool and some linen that are sewed together, give out disaster, woven together, Shatnez there, Isa. I'm not going to wear this part of the garment. I'll kind of, just wrap this over my shoulder. I'm going to wear the other part of the garment. What do you think about that? The answer, okay? I'm very firm. I'm not wearing the shatnez part. I'm wearing the non-shatnez part. What do you think about that? What? That's a joke. Ubeget kilayim shatnez lo yale alecha lo suba shatnez. That's called the beget shel shatnez. If there's shatnez, if there's tzemer and pishtim anywhere in this garment, the entire beged is nitfas with the shame of shatnez. Does that sound eerily familiar to what concept? To what? That's like chatichas nevela. I mean, it's not nevela. This is not machal zuz. This is your dechel gimel. But it's the same kind of a model. Mutter combines together the whole thing. You can no longer say, no, the tzemer, it's basically a wool suit. It's got one little strand of linen somewhere in it. You can't say, no, basically only the linen shabot is the oser. No, the linen and the tzemer and the pishim together are the oser. And now that iser is now pleshaked throughout the entire suit. And therefore wearing of any part of the suit becomes also benatar. That's the most of the pshita says to the nation. What would the din be if lo yitzuya, I take a scissors and I cut out the linen. So now what? So I can wear the rest of the suit. Why? Because the linen's been removed. The linen's not mishyachas to me anymore. The linen's on the table. It's not in the suit anymore. That's a milsa d'pshita. Says it to Mitzvah Hashem. That's exactly what Tosfos is driving at. Tosfos says, "B'med v'am amurim chetichnas nevela." Makes sense when there is tipas cholov present. As long as some of the tipas cholov is here and some of the boser is here, it's chal on it. Hashem cheftzef and boser b'cholov. Now you have to be mishar keneged hakol. So even though, truth to be told, you have way more than shishim keneged the tipa, that's true, but that's true but irrelevant, because we're no longer being done on just the tipa alone, because chetichas nasar kicks in and declares that the whole basar is nasar as a chetichas yisur. So kol zman that the tipa is in front of me, kol zman the tipa is in this piece that I'm being done on, so then I have a problem, I have to mishar keneged the entire chetichas. The same way, the parallel halachah of mishan is I couldn't wear the entire baggage. But what if lo yitzuya, I could cut out, quote unquote, cut out the tipa? If I could figure out an eitz to how to cut out the tipa, so then that will be the halacha equivalent of taking a scissors and cutting out the pishtim. Now, how in the world am I going to do that? I have a drop of milk that fell onto a big piece of meat. How am I going to, where am I going to go? How am I going to go science fiction? How am I going to get this tipa out? So the answer is, we have klal number one, remember from yesterday's year, the prerequisite of Tosfos of Eina Nesa was what? No? What was? It's still here. No English on Labor Day, right? So, what was klal number one? Before we even began to discuss Eina Nesa, what was the first thing tells us how to say? Eina Balua Yeit Vechtich Lechtich Elaberaitev, right? That was, how did Tosfos know that? How did Tosfos know that's true from the same what? From the same line in the Gemara of what? What were the magic words? Mevla, Mevla Bolam, say it 10 times fast again. Mevla Bolam, Mevla Bolam, Mevla Lopolot. That was Kuf Chesem Adays. The Gemara that the Ran says didn't really exist was just kidding. Tosfos wasn't kidding, the Gemara meant it seriously. So because Tosfos is convinced they have a Muna Shleima, that principle number one is correct, therefore they are free to now plug it in on Esar. And now they could say, well, halachically, what happened was, when you go from one chaticha to the next, so when you're being down on the second chaticha, that's the halach equivalent of saying what? When you're being down vis-a-vis the second chaticha, that's as if you cut the linen out of the beged, you cut the milk out of the second tereves. The milk isn't here. Kol's man, that is roikev, so then the milk does enter into the second chatichas, it enters into the second tereves, and now you just want to say, well, it's bottle b'shishim, no. Kol's man, there's milk there, that's like there's a little bit of linen there, and therefore you have to mishai keneged kulay. But if the milk could honestly be cut away, there's only one mechanism in halacha that's able to cut away that milk, and that is, eina b'loi yetzich tichatichah b'roikev. That's the Bia from Terumas HaDeshen. That is ultimately what not only makes the Shittas HaTosfos no longer incomprehensible, it could be that we may even talk to like this Tosfos HaLacha. So Baruch Hashem, we have a Bia in Tosfos. Now again, the Ran is looking at us and saying, what are you talking about? This is not cutting milk out of anywhere. Number two, what ain't that now? So the whole thing doesn't make any sense. The Ran argues with clown number one, clown number two, and again, as we spoke to yesterday, the pros and cons of Taiz and the Ran, but Taiz's Chiddush number two is predicated on the truth of number one. Yeah.
I don't even understand. How's the Truman's Edition saying that you're cutting out?
Because when you're dealing from the second Chaticha's vantage point, there's no milk here. There's nothing here. You don't believe in Eina Belu Yotzvi Chaticha Chaticha Ela Bereitev? Who are you, the Ran? So you stay to the Gemara.
Take out that whole piece?
Take out what piece? There's no milk here. I'm being down to the second, there's no milk in the second chaticha. Zero.
That first chaticha, though.
That first chaticha is full of milk. It's treif.
It's
treif. Treif deraisa.
So
and
why
now,
do we not say
and now it's touching. And you did say chanan, but shkach.
So the next piece should be treif also. Should be spreading.
No, from the second piece, when you're dealing with the second piece, there's no milk anymore. Once there's no milk anymore, then it's Ois Chanan. Chatik HaNastavel is only true, Kozman, there's milk in it. Kozman, there's no milk in it. That's
you're
like
not actually taking the milk out. The milk is still in the piece.
But it's not here. It's piece one, it's on the piece two.
But the time of the milk is transferring.
No, it's not, because they're not Baluya. It's Mechatik HaNastavel, it's Liberatus. Checkmate, okay? So basically, now that we have given credibility, given svara, lomdus to the Shittas HaTosfos, the Ran doesn't buy any of this stuff, how do we paskin halacha? So where do you have to look? Look at Shulchan Aruch. Let's take a look and see what it says in Shulchan Aruch about this very topic. In the 7th of the Maamar Kohanim, so Shulchan Aruch says, "Habechatichas iser oseres chavata benegiyasa." This phenomena that two pieces of meat, one a davar mutter, a davar also can aser a davar mutter just by touching. There's no reitiv. This is like tzli kind of stuff. This is like chatichas above reitiv kind of stuff. Where do we find such a concept that one a davar also can aser something else just by negiyah be alma? Yeah, there's obviously a heat. There's no heat. Then what do we call it? There's got to be some kind of a heat source here, or equivalent of heat source here. So Zakta Shulchan Aruch, Had the Chatichas Isai says Chavta Ben Giyasa, Davka Kishi Isura Machmas Atzma. This is only true if the first piece is a Dover Asa Bifnei Atzmai. Kigo Nevela. An example of a classic Dover Asa now says Nevela. I'm going to skip the next two words. Aval, in Ein Ba Ela Issa, I'm sorry, in Ein Ba Issa Ela Masha Bola B'mokam Acher. However, if the degree of Isser in Chaticha number one is not really Osir. It just has a blia from something else. It was never intrinsically treif, but it received a blia with the nation tam from Yenim, from another Chaticha. It does not transmit that tam habalua to the next piece. I feel misliyachad. Even though they're roasted on the spit on the open fire together, garnish kehelfen, says the Shulchan Aruch. Nothing is going to happen whatsoever. What did the Shulchan Aruch just summarize? What cloud did the Shulchan Aruch just quote? Which one? Cloud number one. So, in deference to the Halakha, Ran, this is accepted lahalacha. This is chayk v'layavor. Shulchan Aruch says we're not going to buy into the Ran's dichuim of yesterday. Remember the Ran had very difficult dichuim. Oh, the Ran's dichuim, it's a Ram. No, the Chazar. Chazar is always good. Either Ran said the Gemara's klasha was on the off sand, on the off chance that maybe that's true, or the Ran said, yeah, of course the tipa goes, but it's mimish and amino. They're like, no, zok shulchan aruch, paskin shulchan aruch, nita zoi, we paskin by taisa straight out, ain't a below yetzir, chaticha, finish, end of discussion. And then the shulchan aruch just wants to make sure that you understand perfectly well that, as obviously, I don't even have to say, if I have to say this already, second week into the Shia, we're in problems, that's obviously only true when we're dealing with a balua. If we're dealing with the dovra, also b'fnei hatzmai, intrinsic Yisur, of course spread. How do you know that? Who was responsible for that? No right there, then there's still spread of taste. Who said that? Who told us that? Shmuel. I'm a Shmuel. Right? There's not a complete spread of taste. Not a spread of taste permeating the entire chaticha, but a little bit there is. How little is there? Could they betila? Could they klipa? Don't tell me Ramos. Forget Ramos. Okay? Could they klipa? Could they betila? Something. There's some kind of a degree of spreading of taste. So Shacharach is mamish klor. Shacharach is mamish glatz, gevaldik, meridik. He accepts principle number one, and he just highlights again and reminds us that that's obviously only by balua, and everything is hunky-dory. Everything would have been great if the Shacharach would have deleted the three words that I deleted. But the Shacharach mentions another example. If he has to give you examples of isurim machmas atzmam, he could have given you chaylev, he could have told you pigul, no source, and very relevant halachas l'maisa. He had so many options. And the Shulchan Aruch decided to give you one that turned the world upside down. What was the one? Basar b'cholof. What do you think those were? I just read Shulchan Aruch, I don't read any of the Kalim, I just read the Shulchan Aruch. I'm giving you an example of a chaticha number one that will spread its properties, its characters, chaticha number two. There's no right there. Give me an example of Basal. Can somebody describe to me a Basal B'cholov? What does it mean, a chaticha shol Basal B'cholov? What do the words mean? What? It means a chaticha B'cholov. It means I had a piece of meat. Right? Yeah. I don't want to hear a cheeseburger. Is that a piece of meat, red, it's usually fleishig in most homes. Okay, a little bit of milk fell onto it. Right? Gevalt. It's only 59, short of shishim. And we just trafed it up. What do we declare? It's a gomor mideraisa la sevashel gedi b'chalavimai. If that piece of basa b'chalav now touches another chaticha without reitev, what does Shulchan Aruch just say? What's going to happen? It's going to spread. Again, how far it'll spread? Could they feel it? Could they klipa? I don't know. Called it last week's year. But it's going to spread. What can you not hide behind? You can't hide behind what? Which claw? I understand. Stop. The Shulchan Aruch just told you that the Ran is not accepted by Halacha. He just got finished telling you the Eina Balua Yetzvich Tech Latika. What is going to Aser? This piece of meat is going to touch another piece of meat. This piece that we just Asered now, okay, is going to touch another piece over an open fire. There's no right there. So Shulchan Aruch just said, you have problems. What the problem? Based on what? What's spreading? The Cholov is for sure not spreading. The chol is not going anywhere. In the below, yes, tichah. What is spreading, Rabbi Tzai?
It's one unit.
What? What's the dvarissa? Give me a name for that. Chetichah nachdeneva. That's what the Shulchan Aruch just said. The Shulchan Aruch just told you, even though 3 seconds ago, techdei dibur, he just told you the ein balu yot bechetichah lechetichah eladei roitiv. So the cholov itself is not spreading, and in the same breath, without even pausing, he tells you that piece number one is answering piece number two. How does that happen? It can't be the cholam shebo that's asering. It must be the basar shebo that's asering. The basar shebo that's asering is, you can't call it anything else except for chatichah na'asas nevela. What is the Shulchan Aruch now telling us? Now who's he passing like? And number two, he just split the psach. The Shulchan Aruch just told you, Tosha is 100% right in their analysis of Eina B'lul Yotzei Chatichah L'Chatichah. And the Ran's 100% right in terms of his analysis of Chatichah Na'as Nevela means the real thing, the real McCoy. The Shulchan Aruch says, it is incomprehensible. Don't tell me Masholim from Shatnez. He doesn't like the Tumasadesh and Shatnez story. So if you read the Shulchan Aruch Kepshuto, it sounds like L'Halacha, the Mechaber, is splitting between the two.
Maybe the second case you're talking about where the Basar Cholov is on the entire piece of meat. Meaning
what does it mean?
Where the Cholov fell on the entire piece of meat.
Okay, so it fell on the piece of meat. But it's Valua. What do you mean, this Cholov still there? I see the Cholov. That's not Basar Cholov. I mean, a normal case, the normal, if I say a piece of meat that's Basar Cholov, that means meat that was cooked in milk. I take the meat out of the milk and I look at it and I can't really see the milk there.
The meat not also meat in Chatichah Na'asas
Nevela. Sure it is.
If the milk's touched the entire meat, then the entire meat is the Dover Ha'asar. Even without Chatichah
Na'asas Nevela. No, it's Balua, but if I can't see milk there, I mean, before the din of Chatichah Na'asas Nevela, if it's not the end, so then it's a Bliya. If it's a Bliya, it's Chatichah Na'asas Nevela.
So how come the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, Aval im ein bo Yisr ela masha balim nachum ofer, how's that even possible?
What's that talking about? No! You answer that question, come on. I was expecting someone's going to fall into that trap. Here's David Kasha. What's David Kasha, you know? He fell on your mama. You just opened the trap door and walked right in.
I gave you the alley-oop.
Good, yeah. No? Here's Kasha. Kasha's on his head. If the Shulchan Aruch is accepting that the Ran's version of Chatichah Na'asas Nevela, so it's a moot case because every Balua is automatically to create Chatichah Na'asas Nevela. It's going to be a problem. What's the answer? Come on. Come on. The Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbeinu Ephraim. We pass in more passes like Rabbeinu Tam. The Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's out of Basar Cholov. It's not on this radar screen either. Okay, everybody say, so Shulchan Aruch is Gevalt. Again, the two dinim are not contradictory to one another. Let me say it carefully. You can't say two unless you also buy into one. Because two is dependent upon one being true. That's the true Sadeshin. But the truth of one is not dependent on two. Everyone got that? What do we call that first day of geometry? What's that? Positive, reverse, inverse, converse, contrapositive. That's one of those, okay? One of those. All our eco-con majors, or con math majors, or whatever you guys do for a living. So we'll try to do for a living at some point in life. So raise your hands, okay? No? No, I'm waiting. No? So tell me, what's that called? Some kind of a rule in geometry. Iron geometry 101. Okay, good. Okay. So Gevaldik, Shulchan Aruch is Gevaldik. Who says this found the Shulchan Aruch? The Shach. The Shach is the biggest believer in this found the Shulchan Aruch. Because the Shach believes in his heart and soul that although Tosfos is right for number one, the Ran is ultimately right for number two. And even though the Shach quotes the Tumas Hadesh and the Marshal, he doesn't really believe it. However, notwithstanding this reading of the Shulchan Aruch, many, many Gedolei Acharonim did not think that's what the Shulchan Aruch meant. Amongst them, who? Anyone saw? The Taz, the Bir HaGra, before them the Maharshal, Gedolei Olam couldn't believe that the Shulchan Aruch is veering off of the track of Tosfos in any shape or form. So what does he mean, Basar B'Cholov? What does the words Basar B'Cholov mean? What does the Taz say? Who read the Taz? What does the Taz say? What the Shulchan Aruch means is a hot piece of meat is touching a hot piece of cheese. You are creating Basar B'Cholov. We're not dealing with a pre-existing case of Basar B'Cholov and we're trying to be done whether the belief of the Cholov is going anywhere. Or whether Chatichah Na'asas Nevela. No, that's not what the Mechaber meant. What the Mechaber meant is that if you want to create Basar B'Cholov, so then, that's not called Ein Chaticha Oseres Chavrta Bin Giyasa. That's called Kein Chaticha Oseres Chavrta Bin Giyasa. Because that's not Bliya. That's Mamash Ben. That's two Bens converging together. So, It's not parallel to the case of Nevela. Nevela is a Bli of Nevela, and this is a creation of Bechol. So the Lashon is not 100%, but the goal, the thrust of the Shulchan Aruch, says the Goyim, says the Taz, is just to highlight the fact that sometimes Tzalik causes problems and sometimes it doesn't. But in no shape or form did the Shulchan Aruch mean to veer Kihuzeh off of Tosfos. So now, Rabbi Yisai, we have almost three possibilities, lahalacha, three potential shitas lahalacha, about what our take should be on two issues of yesterday. Again, everything hinges on one line of the Gemara. It's all learning Kuf Chesed Beis, Mev Lebo, Mev Lepolot. Three logical possibilities. Either you believe, like Tosfos, that principle number one is true, and that becomes the source, the ability to say principle number two. So you like Tosfos that you accept both of these kulas, or you like the Ran who undermines the first kula and by definition has to undermine the second kula as well, because the Tumas Hadeshin's logic. Or you can walk a tightrope like the Shach's version of the Shulchan Aruch, that the Shach claims the Shulchan Aruch paskins a combination of the two, that number one we accept, but number two of Tosfos we reject. There's only one thing that's incomprehensible, and impossible, and we're not going to find anybody who's going to subscribe to that. And what is that? No one's going to tell you two and deny one. That just can't be. Because two is built on one, as the Tumas Hadeshin's marshal from cutting out the linen. Otherwise, we have absolutely no way of explaining how two makes any sense. Okay? Everyone with us? So we have three logical possibilities. Let's move now to where this is going to impact us much more significantly than Isa. You probably never had a piece of nevela touching a piece of kosher meat. You probably never had your hot cheese on meat. These things don't happen that much. Come to Rishonim. And I put it, I quoted it from a Ramah. Number 10. It has its sources in Hagos Oshris. It has its sources in Hagos Sharidura. Anyone see a statement like Sharidura? Shari Dura was written by Yitzhak Dura. He was a Talmud of Mamre Hurtenberg. He's a classic on all these sugyas. It's in the Beis Medrash. I don't think I put any Mamre Komos yet from the Shari Dura because most guys don't have it. But it's there's one copy in the Beis Medrash, but it's the source of a lot of statements in the Ramah. And then the Shari Dura itself, and then the Hagol Shari Dura. So the Ramah on the 10th of the Mamre Komos quotes the following Shiloh, Simon Tzedi Beis. Shtei kederes nogos zubazu, de ein osun zoazu benegia. The Ramah says, I have a pot that's treif. It could be it has treif of food in it mamish right now, or it could be it had treif of food in it 5 minutes ago, it doesn't make a difference. It's a treif of pot. That treif of pot touches a kosher pot, or used to be a kosher pot, and it's very, very hot. Blazing hot. But that's all there is. There's no rotif. Two pots touching one another, both boiling hot, touching one another. What happened? Who's going to tell me what happened? What do you think happened? If a treif of pot, treif through and through, what happened? What do you think that's the halacha equivalent of? First of all, it's tlih, there's no rotev. Does the treifa pot have the ability to spread its wings to the kosher pot? What? How treif is the treifa pot? It's treif because it has a wad inside it? Yeah. It has a buoy in it, right? I mean, it's not mamash a piece of nevela, it has buoy as a nevela in it. Zokta vishayinim, the hagos oshri, followed by the Ramah, that when you have a treif of pot, what you really have is the halacha equivalent of a chatichas heter with the bliyas sisser inside it. And ma ne'amal zeh in chul and afkuv ches of the beis. Let's hear it again, right there for the 15th time since yesterday. Mevlo bola, meflot lo polot. Even though it is touching another chaticha, or in this case, just cross out the word chaticha and put in the word what? Kedera, pot. Even though the two pots are touching one another and they are burning hot, they are as hot as two chatichas inside a pot, since there is no relative in between them, just as Munach in that line in the Gemara, that Belias don't travel from one chatichah to another in the absence of relative. So too say the Rishayim, Belias don't travel from one Kedera to another Kedera in the absence of relative. That's the extension of the Rishayim. That is the modern day extrapolation for us. Can anyone give me, just curious, use your imagination, any possible ramifications of that statement? Just how powerful that statement's going to go. I'm thinking about another appliance. Well, it's definitely the first principle of Tosfos, no question about it. I come to a Trefa ski lodge. Okay? And I brought my kosher pots with me, and I want to put my kosher pot on top of the burner. Right? Is that burner kosher? It's hard to tell. It's very possible that the guy who left an hour ago may have spilled some chazer onto that burner. Possible. Sometimes things bubble over. So it's quite possible that Bli is inside that burner. I want to take my kosher pot and put it onto that burner. Turn on the flame, it's going to be blazing hot, no rotif. Assuming I don't spill my stuff over. What's going to happen? Says the Ramah. Absolutely what?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. You know why? Because Mev Labola, the burner was Belea, Mev Labola. It's not putting it to anything. Because Belias don't go from one Chatira to another, and therefore by extension, they don't go from one Kedera to another either. That's the Ramah. Again, quoted from Rishonim's extrapolation from Masvegia.
Touching it outside of the tree, it's not going inside where the food is.
Mm-hmm. You think it's better or worse?
Better, because it isn't touching the part, it has the food.
Yeah, but once if a blia would get into the pot, so then it's probably or possibly going to travel throughout the entire pot. Okay?
On the inside of the
pot. Well, I can't begin to discuss it about blia's ribachot right now, because that's a whole nother story. Okay, hopefully down the line, some point in February. So Rabbi Say, this is already serious stuff now. This is no longer, I mean, everything's serious stuff, but this is already much more than Maisa. This extension of our principle can impact greatly in our kitchens. I'll give you a more common example. Forget about the ski lodge. What about your own house? I'm making a pot of chicken soup on the burner, some of the chicken soup spills over, the blee inside the burner, I wash it off, and 5 minutes later I want to put up a pot of macaroni and cheese on the same burner. Does your mother do that?
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Right? What happened? What happened to your day? Seventh paragraph of Chulin. Go home and tell your parents everything's straight from the house. They'll tell you to go find another Rebbe. Why not everything's straight? So the answer is, Ein kli balea mikli eladech raitev. Just as ein chaticha balas chaticha aladei roitev, ein abalu yosef chaticha chaticha aladei roitev. So everything is hinging upon shita's atosis.
This is about
chametz. Chametz, you want to know? We got a long way to go. Not too long, but hang in there for a minute. So which Rishon is not going to be happy with the two things that I just said? What? The Ron is not going to like this at all, because the Ron says it's a special not true. Remember, the Ron says the Bli is not a Navi to know where to stop. Right? It doesn't stop at the threshold of one Chaticha, it spreads to the next Chaticha. So the Ron's not going to buy into any of this stuff. The Ron's going to say, you're right, you can't go to the ski lodge, and your mother can't do what she's doing. You're right, in Ochanami. But according to Tosfos, it would be okay. So now, let's backtrack. How do we pass him? Do we pass like Tosfos? Do we pass like the Ron? Let's think this through carefully and don't fall through the trap again. It's a different trap. How do we pass him? Do we pass like Tosfos? Do we pass like the Ron? So according to, let's walk it through together, according to the Taz and the Gra, how do we paskin clearly, unequivocally, like who? Like Tosfos. According to the Taz and the Goin, you're good to go, you go skiing. Het to gum, right? Except for the skiing part. Otherwise it's het to gum, right? But according to the Shach, wait a second, the Shach was not so convinced that Tosfos is right. The Shach claimed that the Shulchan Aruch ultimately followed the Ran. What trap am I leading you down, Rabbi Yisai? Oh, even the Hilig Shach, who convinced us, who thought he convinced us against the Taz and the Goyim, that the Shulchan Aruch is Machmer for the Ran, he was only Machmer for which half of the Ran? Only for the second half of the Ran, not the first part. How do I know that? Because the Shulchan Aruch himself writes that with an Issa Balua, when there's no Ishuch Tichanas to the Veil, by Shari Surim, like Rabbeinu Ephraim, thanks David, right? But when there's no Chatichanas to the Veil in the world of Shulchan Aruch, in the absence of Chatichanas to the Veil, then the Shulchan Aruch is on the same page as us. The only reason why the Shach claimed the Mechaba was Machmir is because he was Cheshish for the Ran's version of Chatichan Asas Tevela. He didn't buy into the cutting of the Shahness. So if we could just take Chatichan Asas Tevela and toss it out the window, we're good to go. We're home free even according to the Shach. But how do we do that here? How do we get out of Chatichan Asas Tevela problems? What's the answer? How do we get out of Chatichan Asas Tevela problems here? But we all like the Ramach, this is our Shari Surim. How are we going to get out of the problems? So, again, the Goy, 5 minutes before I came, cooked his chaza soup, and it spread, it fell, it drenched the burners. I washed off the ends, I don't need the end here. So I got blees inside the burners. So the blee inside the burner, I don't care about. It's not going anywhere because I saved Amun Shleim and a blue yet. But I got Chatech Ravela. Can someone please show me where the Chatech Ravela is here? Can someone? I see funny faces. Where's Chatech Tzveila? Say, someone say it. I won't scream you for saying it. The burner is the Tzveila, right? Isn't it? Isn't that the power? Honestly, the Rishonim made a comparison between Chaticha and Kedaris. It's all the same thing, right? The Gemara is talking about Chatichas, and we want it plugged into Kedaris. So shouldn't we make the comparison and say, well, the Kedera is the Chatichan Aruch Tevela? So believe it or not, there may possibly one Rishon who holds that way. The Chatichan Aruch Tevela could apply to non-food items, but that is Nimnu V'Garmu Shalek Halacha. That is not acceptable Halacha. Hopefully we're going to talk about that also down the line, not that long from now. It's generally assumed that the concept of Chatichan Aruch Tevela doesn't make any degree of sense on something that's not edible. That's Chatichanas. Just the words, those don't make any sense. B'chlal. Even according to Tosfos, most chumadik version of Chatichanas, their ice, which just doesn't get off the ground. If so, Rabbi, say, listen to the following equation. Okay? Our Kederas, a Kedera, is the halachic equivalent of what's going to be in the equal sign. A Kedera, for our sugya, for our purposes, is the halakha equivalent of what? Who's the next word? Chatichan nasveh b'shai surim? What's the next word? Next two words. Arkadera. Which basically means doesn't become Chatichan Aruch Tevela, is the lack of Kulam Chatichan Aruch Shai Surim according to who? I killed it. Rabbeinu Ephraim. This is what emanates from HaSugir, they say. Our Kederas are Chatichan Aruch Tevela B'Shai Surim Rabbeinu Ephraim, which basically doesn't exist. And therefore, since Chatichan Aruch Tevela doesn't register by Kederas, the same way it didn't register by Rabbeinu Ephraim by Shari Surim of foods, according to the Shach, what can we plug in? We could take the words of the Shulchan Aruch to heart. And we could say that just as the Shulchan Aruch, who paskin like Rabbeinu Ephraim b'shari surim, so therefore Chanan wasn't a factor, but still the Shulchan Aruch subscribed to Tosfos' version that the Tipa doesn't spread, we can meet the Shulchan Aruch halfway by shari surim, as long as we're not talking about Chatichas, as long as we're talking about Kederis. So everyone realize that equation. If you would just walk into Shia now and say, the rabbi just said that a burner in a ski lodge, this is what you have to walk when you go skiing, you got to walk into that hotel, walk into that ski lodge, and take one look at the burner and say, I recognize that burner. That's Rabbeinu Ephraim's lack of Chatichan Aruch Tevela, which even the Shach's Machmir would be willing to concede that we have a right to follow Tosfos. That's what's going on in the ski lodge. Now again, according to the Taz and the Goyin, we didn't have to even bother with this whole story. because chdei hazav neitel tomorrow in a nasi yachal esa da 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 da, right? But even the shachus, the heilig heilig shach was machvila hachmir who didn't buy into the tumas adeshens cutting off shatnez ma'aseloch. Even the shulchan aruch who was machmir halfway was never really machmir. Was never machmir number one. As long as we bumped chdei hazav threw it out the window. You could discard chdei hazav in one of two ways. Either you're a ben of fryer man like the shulchan aruch was, or even if you're a ben of tam man like Ramah was. But if it's kederus, which don't lend themselves to chtichdas mel altogether, you're good to go. Everyone chapt? Everyone realize that's what's going on in your own kitchens? This is double poshut, right? Everyone saw this? Everyone realized? When you saw the Ramah, everyone chapt that the Ramah was the equivalent of the Shach's version of the Shulchan Aruch? No? Now everyone's got it? Everyone sees the equation? Clear as day. Okay, good. Who sees it now? Who saw it before? Okay. 100%. Okay. Rabbi Say, we have to throw a curveball now into the sugya. Okay, everything is great. Everything is mamish hunky dory. We are good to go. Until we read one Gemara. So it's the Gemara that causes the complications. Once a high school principal told me that. So yes, it was first day of school. A lot of schools today, it's first day of school. So he told me years ago, he said that, you know, the faculty and the principals have spent the entire summer planning these grandiose plans, what's going to happen, how the school is going to play out, the curriculum and the students, everything's mamish. And you're ready the opening day, and it's mamish beautiful, the model is perfect. And then one curveball gets thrown at you, what happens? The students show up, and then everything is, the whole thing is, whole thing self-destructs. So we have this Gevaldika theory in Shulchan Aruch, with Rabbeinu Ephraim, with Ranz, with Rabbeinu Tam, with ski lodges, going, Shachar. We have one thing that's about to destroy us. What's that? We can actually open up a Gemara and see that there's a big problem. There's a huge problem. There's a huge, huge problem. The Gemara is not in the seventh parak. And believe it or not, it's not even in Tipas Cholos Sugya in Kuf Ches. It's another Sugya on Kuf Yud Aleph. It's the 11th of the Ramah Kamos. It is one of the other most famous sugyas in the 8th Perek of Chulin. Hopefully we're going to spend a lot of time about this closer to April time. The famous sugya begins with Itmar Dagim She'olah B'Ka'ara. We got to erase some things here because we need some more picture room. Dagim She'olah B'Ka'ara. We have a plate. Okay, there's our ka'ara. And we're putting a piece of fish, hot fish. Not tuna fish. Good hot piece of, give me a good piece of fish, come on. Salmon's like, come on. Tilapia, something real, come on. No, a good $40 fish. Okay, take a big piece of fish. I'm going to draw a fish here, okay? This is not going to go over well. It's going to look something like a sheep. Doesn't have like a tail going. It's got fins. It's got caskestuses. It's got a tail. It's like a person who's sleeping in a car. Okay. Without feet, without hands. Okay. So, with hands, no feet. Okay. So, a mermaid has found its way into the car. Everything's hot. At least the fish is hot. So what's the shaila? Okay, the shaila is. This ka'ara, just a few minutes ago, had a blazing hot piece of meat on it. Now, I washed it off. You know, you chayshet that I eat meat and fish together. I washed it off. Okay? So, there's no be'ed of the meat, but what is there inside this kara? What is there? If there was a hot, blazing piece of meat in it, what was there? Bleas. I have a blea of basar. Bleas of basar inside this kara. Now, I take this powerful piece of fish, and I put it onto this hot piece of, onto this hot ka'ara, hot plates. And now I take it off. And I want to smear some sour cream on it. I want to eat it with some yogurt. I want to put a slice of cheese on top of the fish. What do you think about that? Is that a bas b'chol problem or not? So that's a big machlekes in the Gemara. What's that called? Do you know what that's called? That's called not bar not. It stands for no sin tam bar no sin tam. That's a twice removed tam of basar. Why? Where did the tam of basar come from originally? There was a piece of meat here. A while ago, there was a piece of meat. So the piece of meat gave some tam into the ka'ara. And then 5 minutes later, still ben yomo, within 24 hours, 5 minutes later, the ka'ara gave that bliya into the fish. So that's called not bar not. It's a no sin tam bar not bar not. Whatever. It's doubled. The tam has already traveled twice, from basar to ka'ara, then from ka'ara to fish. So one day the Gemara says, okay, it's traveled a million times over, but it's still tam. It's still tam basar. So there's tam basar inside that fish, and if you want to eat that fish with a piece of cheese, that's the violation of basar b'chol. It's not deraisa basar b'chol, because it's not techbishol with the cheese, but it's still basar. It's also b'drabbani. But b'drabbani, now I eat basar b'chol together, in case you didn't know that. Okay? So you can't have a meat and cheese sandwich, even a cold meat and cheese sandwich. So you can't have a fish and cheese sandwich if the fish has any bliyas of basar in it. And according to one opinion, that's called the bliya of basar. And the other day, which we happen to pask in halacha, is that no sin tam b'nos tam b'stakam mutar. That's too far removed. That tam has gone, traveled so far already, it's ready, schlepped out, there's nothing, no oomph left to it, no kech left to it, and basically not by not is mutter. Again, don't extrapolate yet to your own homes. There's a lot to talk about this, hopefully, but that's the basic tour of the sugya of not by not.
Then can't we apply the fact that we don't hold not by not to the case when we're talking about post-morbidic time and cash repots?
Yeah, except for the fact that not by not only applies to a davar hamutter doesn't apply to a davar asur. You got to wait till kufri base to figure out why that secret's true. Okay, good. But it was a good question. Very, very good. Excellent, excellent question. So, come to Rishonim. And have the following observation in the sugya. I put it on for the Daki Moshe, and the Daki Moshe with the notes of the Ramah on the tour. The Ramah says it in Shulchan Aruch, but he doesn't tell you where he got it from. And Daki Moshe quotes from who? And when saw? Who's he quoting from? Ari, what? He's quoting from Hago Sharidura B'Shem Ari Me'ivra. Okay? Alright? The Hago Sharidura, by the way, the notes on the Sharidura are written by the Truman Tradition, just in case you're interested. Okay? So there were three svarim, three major svarim from the end of the period of Rishonim, early Achronim, that almost like the pillars for everything that made it to Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. One was the Sharidura, one was the Truma Sedeshen, and one was, remember the other one? Was also important? It was the Issev Heter. There's a sefer called the Issev Heter, Issev Heter HaAruch. It's about that big. Okay? It's called the Aruch. Imagine what the Kotzer looks like. Okay? So the Issev Heter HaAruch. So the Shari Dura was a Rishon, was the Rimi Dura, was a Talmud Marmar Rittenberg. The notes on the Shari Dura were written by the Truma Sadeshen, and the Truma Sadeshen's Talmud, whose name was Rabbeinu Yonah, not to be confused with the famous Rabbeinu Yonah from Rishonim, he was also a Rabbeinu Yonah, he wrote the Issev Heter. So that was they were all kept in the same family, all right? So those are the three of the major pillars of everything we're talking about. So the Ramah is quoting from Hagor Shari Dura, is quoting from a Rimi Ivra. I don't know who Ivra was. I don't know, some town in France. I don't know. No idea. You have to shake and Google it, all right? So the Rimi Ivra had the following observation on this Gemara. He said, I have a big, big problem, says the Rimi Ivra. I don't understand the Gemara B'chlal. What's bothering the Rimi Ivra? What's bothering, based on everything we learned about, what's bothering the Rimi Ivra? The Amoraim are fighting it out whether this town is significant enough to be a bas b'chalodik problem. And one day it says it really is. And the only reason why the other day it says it's not is because it's not for not, the hetera, some special quirk in huchas, not for not, the hetera, which you don't really understand it, but that's okay. But stop. Hold the phone. What's the problem? Why is there anything here? What is inside this ka'ara? All there is a belia. So why does this belia even get anywhere into the dog? So now the Ran obviously is looking at this sugya and saying, oh, this is great, this is exactly what I've been telling you all along. But the Tosfos, the Rimi Ivra, the Bali Tosfos, the Chachmi Ashkenaz, the Bali Tosfos are looking at this Gemara and saying, wait a second, this Gemara is staring us in the face. How could the Gemara, how could the Amoraim be fighting about, is this Goyen up or not, Nishla up or not, forget it. Stop, penalty mark is now, there's no belia, b'chlal, ain't a belia yet, v'chticha v'chticha. Does anyone realize what the Rimi Ivra said? Rebbe has the following aside. So this idea that ein balua yait echtich lechetich, why is that true? I mean, in the world of quasi-chemistry, quasi-physics, quasi-meta-chemistry, metaphysics, whatever you want to call it, why is that true? If you would have asked me, I would have said, it doesn't have any strength. It just can't go anymore. What do you want from it? It's tired. It ran the marathon. It did its one's blue. It did its time, and it's done. It's finished. It can't go anywhere. It can't go any further. The Rebbe says, that's not the whole picture. It's part of the picture, not the whole picture. This belia has met its match. What do I mean by that?
The pan.
What?
When it hits the pan, there's no flavor.
Pan, no pan. You already gave me the answer. The regular case, the original case, tipas cholof shenof lachetichas basar. What is preventing the tipas cholof from going further? It's not just the weakness intrinsically of the cholof, not just because it's balua, but it lost a good deal of its kinetic energy. Why? Because what did it bump into? It was bumped into a very powerful foe. What was that? Of what tam? Of the basar. So the tam of basar, now again, there was enough chol of India to trafe up the basar, that's true. But it's still, there's an awful lot of basar there. Not 60, it would be 60, we wouldn't be learning the sugya. 40. So it's that combination of the fact that this chol of not just can't travel, but it's met its match, and it's been overwhelmed and overcome and been squashed and put into its place, and that's why it's not going any further. This is almost like a little bit of a svara to address whose question? Well, like the Ran. Like the Ran couldn't believe this, but see it. This is kind of like what the Rimi Ibra say. However, says the Rimi Ibra, if that's the case, b'med devar mamurim that ain't a balua yotz b'chaticha chaticha ela b'wat, that's only when the belia is into a lot, into something that's giving off some food, that's giving off an alternate time. But when it's going into a neutral kli, which lamal of lamayrid, kli doesn't have any time of its own, which is part of the reason why chtichasvel doesn't make any sense by kelim, just to throw back to before. When you don't have that counterbalance, so then all bets are off, says the Rimi Ivra, and therefore, Cain, balua yaitz v'chaticha v'ticha, afil shlaberaitiv. So that's what the Ramah quotes in the Daki Meshach. Kosev agas shayidun b'shem Rim Ivra, deloyam reedin svarazu, de'edin es yachal esi, al b'mokom shes yachal ech l'sham, el b'mokom, el b'maychal shesh lo tami atzmo. What did the Rim Ivra really mean? Why did he quote klal number two? Why did he quote klal number two? We're really talking about klal number one. What's the answer? It has to be. You can't hold klal number two unless klal number one was right. So he's saying that the whole Tosfos can't get off the ground. Amnam kli she'ein lo pleita me'atzmo polit shabim ha'shabola afal ha'raitav v'raya midagam shol dekar demut mitan davinat or not v'lo hit mitan deina niv v'bekar ha'cholef v'dagam ha'raitav adkan l'shaynai. And there are more quotes in Shulchan Aruch. He likes this Rimi Ibra. This Rimi Ibra does not bode well for us, Rabbi Yisai. Why not? The Rishayim, the Agro Shari Dura, Agro Asashri, the Ramo himself said that Ein Kedeiro Seres Chavrta, either blazing hot, why not? What did the Ramo say? Kedeiros are the same as Chatichas. That was the basis for the ski lodge. That was the basis for your kitchen, for your table, for your kitchen, for your burners, for fleishiks and milchiks. Because ein chaticha balas b'chaticha, just as ein keder balas b'kedera, because ein ha tifa ein abalua yas b'chaticha chaticha. If the Rimi Ivra is right, which the Ramah himself just quotes 2 minutes before, so then, wait a second. How in the world with a straight face could you say, no problem, I could put my kosher pot on top of the tray for burner because the bli is not going anywhere. Wrong. The bli is going very, very far. The same way the bli went very far in Dagger Shobakar. In the end, we pass it up and ask for other technical reasons. So don't bother me don't mix me up with the facts. But the Ikaron, Napanat should have been a problem. Half the Amoraim said Napanat is a problem. The bli is are there. The bli is are traveling because there's no force to counteract it. isn't this Rimi Ibra a stira galuya to what the Rishonim said by Shtei Kederus? Aren't these two statements, Mamish talks about, this is the worst, this is worse than davening 7 o'clock. This is like the worst of the worst. If you really believe what the Rimi Ibra read, a raya brewer from the Gemara. You can't argue with the Gemara. He had a raya brewer from the Gemara that obviously by Kederus, by Kalim, that Svar Vena Balua breaks down. How in the world could the same Rishonim, including their mom self, turn around 5 minutes later and say, oh, by the way, Shtei Kederus, Adokazabaz, everything's hunky-dory. Who here realized the contradiction between these two statements? Who here, everyone saw the Ramah, everyone saw the Ramah about Shtei Kederus? Right? Who saw the Ramah about Shtei Kederus? Nobody saw the Ramah yet about Shtei Kederus? Okay, but you heard about the Ramah about Shtei Kederus because I just told it to you, right? Who heard about the Rimi Ivra? Everyone here, because I just said it. So before I point out the contradiction, who here realizes the contradiction? Who here now realizes it's a contradiction? Two of them are so to each other. It's impossible for the two things to exist. What's going on in the Ramah? We got a big problem. We got huge problems, everybody said. Big, big problems. Our kitchens are waiting for us. Our ski lodges are waiting for us. Your mothers are waiting with bated breath to find out where the whole kitchen's strafe. I'll come back tomorrow this year. Okay, I'll mention them tomorrow. We'll try to solve. Try to end with these notes.